Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we started looking at the book of Esther. And in particular, we entitled this, God Works Behind the Scenes. Where you often don't feel God's there, you feel there's nothing, God is there working in your behalf. And so we find out that Esther, who had been adopted by Mordecai because her parents had died, she's living in exile, she has to change her name. I mean, just so much going on in her life that she was the last one she expected for God to use in any way, shape, or form. But God, and God loves us. And so we're going to pick up and look at the scripture that Mordecai quoted to Esther in Esther 4:14.
This was Mordecai speaking to Esther. And he said to her, if you remain silent at this time, and we'll look at what he's talking about in a minute. If you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place. But you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this. Everyone say, for such a time as this. Do you know you're sitting in this chair in Port St. Lucie, in Florida, in the United States of America, at this place, at this time, and I believe it's for such a time as what we're facing? I truly believe that with my heart of hearts. We are here for a specific purpose and reason. And there is no one that's insignificant in the kingdom of God. Not one of us. Tell your neighbor, say, you're not insignificant. There are none exempt, none left behind, none left out. In God's kingdom, we're all part of a greater plan. And we are here, Pastor Simone, for such a time as now. I have no doubt about it. When you look at the world around you, when you look at what's going on around you, when you start to hear the media, if you listen to that stuff, you shouldn't be listening to it. But if you listen to it, if you watch TV for anything, I'm telling you, bombarded and blasted with negativity nonstop, trying to cut your voice. Oh, listen, you think Corona was just to make people sick? It was to shut the church down. It was to stop the mouth of the giants of God, the children of God. He tried to stop us. He tried to close us. He tried to say, you can't speak. And then when he said, you can speak and you can get into services, they started coming against you other ways. Hate speech. Yeah. The devil is trying to shut the church down. And he, listen, the devil knows he's got a short time left. And when the Holy Spirit departs out of the earth in the rapture, and we go, because the Holy Spirit's in us, He's going to reign free. He's trying to close us down. He's trying to shut us up. I'm telling you, this the whole thing is headed towards the Antichrist. You can tell me anything you like. I know the stage is being set perfectly for the Antichrist to stand up. It's perfect. I'm talking for one world government, one world religion, one world currency. It's perfect. He's making it perfectly so. And the Antichrist is coming, and I believe the false prophet's here. The Antichrist is already alive and well, believe me. And the false prophet is already big mouth. Okay, I'm not saying any more about that. Amen. And such a, listen, for some of you have been hidden. For such a time as this. Who am I speaking to? I'm speaking to someone. Someone has been hidden for such a time as now. feeling like you got nothing going on. You're not worth much. You're insignificant. You don't have money. You don't have the looks. You're too big. You're too small. You're the wrong color. You're the wrong gender. Whatever the devil's put on your life and the way he's trying to hold you back, you got to shake them shackles off. You got to say, no! You are called for such a time as this. And listen, if you say, well, I was a sinner, everyone was a sinner. Each and every one of us, me, yeah, chief sinner.
Amen. Come on.
I could have taught you a thing or two. I would make a sailor blush.
Come on.
Yeah, before I got BC, before Christ, I would have made a sailor blush. We were all sinners. All of us. Thank God he touched me early in my life. But I was a sinner just like everyone else. Francis of Assisi was a sinner. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Mother Teresa was a sinner. Billy Graham was a sinner. The Apostle Paul was a sinner. Peter was a sinner. John was a sinner. Until the blood of the Lamb kicked in. And they went from sinner to saint. Woo! Hallelujah. Who am I speaking to in this place? Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to say this, God uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. Look at David. He would have been the last one, like my wife said, I wouldn't have chosen him. In fact, even the prophet, when he went to anoint the next king, the last one he thought of was David. The brothers, the family, well, he didn't know he was there. But the family, they forget him. David's nothing. Is there anyone else? Yeah, but he's just a shepherd out in the field. People will pass you by, but God says, I've got your address. I've got your number. And if you give me your heart, I will do extraordinary things through you. Yeah, come on. Hallelujah. Praise God. True. And so God will use anybody that's available to him. Even if you don't have your theology 100% correct. Even if you just got born again last week and you don't know the Bible properly, God will take you to heights and levels you didn't even dream or think about or hear about. That is the kind of God we serve. When you look at someone like Esther with no hope, no nothing, in captivity, change your name in case they find out, to queen. To queen of the country that was now the biggest in the world. Sweet Jesus. And now we've got to see how God orchestrates this stuff. In the dark, quiet places, in the times when you're feeling so depressed and suppressed, God's moving, God's working. You've got to just continually say, but God. But God. You look at the people God used. He used prostitutes. He used heathens. He used people that were the last we would have chosen. I would not have chosen Peter. But God, he sees the heart. Can God say these people in Tradition Worship Center, Raja, they have a heart after my own heart? Can he say they've got a heart after my heart? They've surrendered everything. They will give it all up for me. They love me. They've given up that lifestyle. They love me. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Point number two. We had point number one. Point number two. We are given. Why don't we have 30 seconds of laughing, right? Just get happy. Just let it out. Come on, smile. If you don't know how to laugh, just go ho, ho, hee, hee. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ho. Hee, hee, ha, ha. Because God wants us to be the joyful people in the world. He doesn't want us to look like we've been, I don't know, baptized in lemon. Vinegar. Okay, so the second point is we are given divine moments to alter situations and circumstances in the world. You see, we don't see ourselves as world changers. We see ourselves as just who we are. But who you are is an actual world changer. Doesn't matter who you are as long as you're in Christ. If you're in Christ, God can take who you are as a child of His. In actual fact, you're a king with a priestly anointing. Amen. You have got it all. That's a world changer. And you're going to see later when a king makes a decree, nobody can cancel it. Nobody. That's why when God said, my words shall not return to me void, who can cancel that? Nobody. Who can cancel the fact that by my stripes you're healed? I don't care how many people die that were Christians. The word of God is true and will work for whoever works the word. Amen. Praise hallelujah. Amen. Now listen, here's a big, big one here. And I need you to say this. Say, my past does not dictate my future. That's really big. That's really big because we look back in our life. And sometimes what we do is we wake up in the morning and we start remembering the bad and all the things we did. And you're living in the past. Instead of living in the now, who you are now. And if you're living in the past, you're not living in the now, you won't get to your future. That's why the Apostle Paul said, I've harmed no one. I've done no one wrong. After carrying the clothes and getting Christians put in jail and seeing them stone Stephen to death, he said, I've harmed no one. I've done nothing wrong. He says, all things are behind me. When a person becomes a child of God, all things become brand new. I'm no longer that sinning person. No. Oh, I may still sin on occasion, but I'm not a sinner. There's a big difference. I'm a saint who sinned, and then I go to God, and He cleanses that stain off my righteousness, which is His righteousness. And so my past does not dictate my future, and we can make impact, an impact for generations to come. You know, I think of Billy Graham often because of what he accomplished and the man that he was and just incredible person. And I think, wow, I'll never get to that stature. Says who?
That's right.
Now, God doesn't say that everyone has to become world famous and have stadiums of 200,000 people to be considered a success.
Right.
His mother who raised him was a huge success. She might have been a bigger success story than him.
That's right.
Come on. Because she obviously put the word of God in him, trained him while he was growing up. Hello?
Yeah. Amen.
So who's got the more success, her or him? No. We all work together as a body.
That's right. Yeah.
You may be a finger, a nose, or a pinky, or a kneecap. Right?
Yeah.
But we're all part of the body.
Yeah.
And remember, my wife touched on it earlier. The Bible talks about Jesus when he comes, the root of David. He says, and the governments shall be upon his shoulder. Remember that? The governments of the world will be on his shoulder. Well, let me just make this very plain and clear to you. Christ is the head. Who's the body? So that means from the head down, the shoulders happens to be me and you. Come on. Oh, no, you just missed that. That was a chance to praise God right there. Am I right? Pastor Ron, I'm telling you, we are the shoulders. And the government, he says, will be upon his shoulders. We have more authority than we realize. We can change laws being passed that are contrary to God. We can stand in the gap. You know, on Friday, we had prayer at the Civic Center. And probably 100 to 150 people came and went during the time. There were probably 60 or 70 at the same given time. And we prayed. And we prayed for what we prayed for. Everything, our community, Israel, the whole deal. But let me tell you something. That prayer affected the Treasure Coast. No one can tell me different. If no one else did, mine did, because I expected a change, a result.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp of the Cross Church here in Palm City, Florida. We'd like to invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all of grace.